peek in the...
I'll go look at the jar.
The jar.
So, as you peek in, your peek is met with a peek of a giant eye. Roll initiative.
Open the door, quick!
Close it.
Into his eye.
Close the door, or open it. Which way is he going?
17.
20.
18.
9.
I don't like you doing range attacks.
Just by your grapples.
That's nope, all I nope, have.
Nope. I want to mount Aaron.
Nope.
Elora's first.
Tiger isn't quite like
I can mount
large
him.
Enough creature.
I think I can mount him. It's up to Rick.
You can maybe hold on to it while it moves.
I'll tell you, there's all kinds of fiction where people ride tigers.
Yeah, but they're like big tigers.
Yeah, like He-Man. Doesn't he ride a tiger?
Yeah, fiction.
But it's like a giant.
Yeah,
tiger.
Like Battle Cat.
This is fucking fiction.
You kidding me?
This is real. This is real stuff.
I mean, there are such things as giant tigers in this world, but that's not what he's turned into.
Yeah, so
he's
turned into a regular-sized tiger.
No. Fuck this up.
I'm just saying.
Summon your steed. Ride that.
Yeah, I mean, it's making so you get half damage and everything. I'm telling you, it's good shit.
He said there's a way you could hold on to him while he moves. Maybe you could get some of those perks, but you can't just sit on him and ride him around.
Do I know what it is at all?
Well, he's the only one that's seen it.
Oh.
And he just sees a giant green eye.
I tell you guys what I see.
Giant green eye.
A giant green eye.
Is it an evil eye? Or is it hiding in this abandoned house?
I don't know.
Should I pounce and attack it?
How close is it to the door?
It's at the door.
At the door?
Yeah. So you're peeking in, and it's clearly right on the other side.
Like,
out.
Are we talking like basketball? Or like door size?
No.
Okay.
Yeah, like a basketball, I would say.
It's not a beholder, is it?
Sounds about right.
Just so I got the visual in my head. It's an eye connected to a face, or is it just an eye?
It's an eye, The creature shape is vaguely humanoid.
Okay.
It could be a cyclops monster. It could be a beholder monster. There's a few things it could be.
Can I get an idea of, like, its features?
You need to kick the door open if you want to see it more.
What'd you roll, Calvin? You rolled a 9, son of a...
9.
Push Volcom into the door.
any of the rest of you could do this action before me. Like,
I'm a cat.
Yeah, I mean, you can pounce through the door. It's open.
Yeah, I don't want to go in there.
Well, I don't want to go in there.
You saw. You were looking.
I told all you right. What I saw. Now you have all as much right. information
I
as I do.
I'll go and I'll pounce the door open. Try to at least see what I see.
Sure. You want to attack it at the same time? Or you want to just try and, like, knock it away?
I guess knock it away. I didn't want this to be my attack. I wanted to know what it was before I did my attack.
So you can either attack it or you can open the door. You can't do both.
It definitely saw Calvin, though, right?
Oh, yeah.
It's looking right at him.
We're not supposed to attack anything in here, right? Necessarily?
It's looking at me, right?
Yeah, I know.
You fought the tentacle thing.
Well, it
attacked us.
Gave us no choice.
Do I attack it or not?
We were technically above when we attacked it, right?
But it seemed to have come from that well.
I won't attack. I'll push it to knock it away from the door, I guess.
Okay.
And then I'll do my attack once I see what's there, I guess.
Alright, so, you dive at the door. You feel something large-ish on the other side, but your hitting of the door knocks it away, and it falls prone. There are two more of these things in there as well. They are humanoid-ish. They have gray skin. They have what look like spikes or almost like daggers coming out of their back. They have one large green eye. They have a mouth with sharp teeth. They look like that.
Ugh.
Does it look friendly?
No, it does not. It
looks like that, Aaron.
Hi, how you doing?
Once they see you, they start to, like, giggling, almost like a hyena.
They just want to laugh.
Tell them a joke.
I start dancing as a tiger.
The two that are standing seem to take an aggressive stance.
Can we close the door?
I just pounded it open.
I know, but that was before we
knew there
were
three. Are we just attacking them, or what should we do?
Thane is next.
I'm going to attack this creature.
The prone one, or the two standing?
Two standing.
All right, so you run into the room.
Okay.
That's within your movement speed, that's fine. And you attack, go ahead.
3, 1. I mean, well, not 3, but I guess.
It'll miss.
Yeah, 11.
Why don't you attack the prone?
Same result.
Damn, 1, twice in a row.
Why didn't you attack the prone one?
I don't know.
All right, so you run in. You go to strike. This thing has a swiftness you did not expect from its size. And it dodges twice in a row. Torque.
Yes. I guess we're just attacking, because now that we've made an aggressive stance, it's probably going to fight back. So the one on the ground is still on the ground?
Yep. Still prone.
All right. Well, rage.
Okay.
And I will begin my attacks.
All right. You walk up to it. You have advantage.
All right. Well, I'm going to take that advantage. So that was a 3. That is an 8, which to hit 8 puts me at 16.
That hits.
Okay. And then I'm going to be using my D8. One-handed 3 plus... It's 12?
12 misses.
No.
Oh, damage.
That's damage. Damage.
Okay.
All right.
Got it.
Attack again. That one's a 19. That hits.
Yep.
And then that's a 2, so that's going to end up being 11.
Okay.
And then last attack, because I get 3, that's a 1. But I'm going to use luck.
Well, you also have advantage.
Oh, on all these attacks?
Yeah.
Good. Oh, 7. That was a 1 again. which is a 16.
That hits.
That's a 4, so 13.
All right, it is bloody. The one on the ground. So Thane jumps over the prone one, slashes away. Torque goes up to the prone one and just starts.
Double overhand.
Blood flies everywhere. It's like trying to crawl away.
Should we attack this?
Like, I like that was a question before.
I know.
And Shane's like, just attack.
I know.
Like, all right.
All right, it's their turn. So the one that's just getting hacked to pieces stands up. And
it's a hammer, right? You're getting bludgeoned to smush.
There's no exits from this room.
How big is the room?
Not big. It's like 10 feet square.
So this is a room in a house that these three guys are hanging out in. We burst them the door and start beating them.
Yeah,
they could have been playing cards.
Like,
they're
home
invaders. We are.
Yeah.
Guess it'll just try this. It's going to make 2 claw attacks against Torque. 17 to hit.
Hits.
And a natural 20.
Okay.
So you take 10 on the crit.
What do you have?
Okay, is that...
You take 5.
5, gotcha. Yep.
And you take 3.
So 8 total?
Yep. All right, the other one...
I took 20 in one hit.
I took half damage.
Looks at the tiger.
From my friend.
The tiger needs to make a con save.
What? The tiger?
Yeah.
I'm in the back now. He's attacking me?
He's looking at you.
He'll look at me.
I say, one guy rushed ahead of me, attacked 2 guys that were standing, and another guy beat me.
You need to make a con save.
7.
Plus your constitution?
9. Oh, 9.
You take 10 points of necrotic damage.
What?
So the eye looks at you, and you see it, like, flash. You feel just like this terrible sickness inside of your body. Because you take 10 necrotic damage. The other one goes up and tries to claw you. Natural 20. 13 points of slashing damage. Welcome.
Elder's Blast. So the one he was beating on stood up.
Yep.
Is he the one that looked?
No.
Okay.
There's one that looked, and there's one that clawed Shane.
Okay.
You need to, like, attack its eyes.
Well, that's what I was going to try to do. But which one looked? Can I see it?
You can see it.
Okay.
It's a tiny room.
Attack its face.
I don't know how we're all in.
Well, I'm still at the door. You guys went around me. 11?
Miss.
Or sorry, wait. 12.
Miss. Damn. All right. Elor.
I guess I'll attack the closest one.
The bloodied one?
Yeah. Okay. I'll move in and do a... I guess a bite attack to it.
Okay. So it's got its back to the door. It's like circling Torque, trying to get to the exit.
Trying to escape.
That's what it looks like.
17 to hit.
That hits.
I really don't like this. 12 damage.
Okay. So you claw up its body. You get up to eye level. You bite. Just rip its eye out of its head. This, like, blackish blood just goes everywhere, and it collapses.
Man, you are a filthy tiger.
I am covered in all kinds of shit. All right. He goes out, and I take a stance, and I stare at the next two.
Thane is next.
See if maybe they stop attacking. Or...
cower.
Yeah.
In fear.
Yeah.
Of death.
I just ate an eyeball.
You didn't eat it. You just ripped it out. Yeah.
Maybe I did.
With his face.
I'm just going to just do a regular attack again.
Okay.
15.
Hits.
Okay.
What? 14 misses.
And that's a 6.
Plus 8.
Why
are you rolling a d6?
2d6 plus 4?
2d6.
Roll.
Oh, it's 20, right?
Oh, okay. That's fine. But just give me the total number.
7. And then plus 4.
11.
Yeah.
Okay.
And I can do it again, right?
Give him the total number.
Give me the total number. 7 plus 4.
And I do it again, right?
Yes, you may do it again.
Natural 20.
All right. So as if you rolled max and then roll again.
Okay.
No. Oh, yeah. Yeah. Nope. You're right.
It was a 5.
Yep. And then again.
Yep. 9. 14.
Plus
12.
So 14 plus
1. No, it was 14 altogether, right? Because 9.
No, you critted, so you do max damage, and then you roll again.
Yes,
and
so,
add it all together.
So you're starting with 12.
Yeah.
And then you did how much?
5.
14 in total?
Yeah.
Okay, so 28.
Okay.
8.
26, right? 12 and 14?
26. Okay. It is bloodied. Well bloodied. As you sort of hack at it with your giant blade, the second half goes down its shoulder, its arm just lops off.
Ooh.
It's looking around, trying to find an escape that it does not see, even with its giant eye.
I really hate this.
Vulcan.
Someone say words to them.
Can I communicate with them telepathically? Like,
just say words. Just talk.
Well, it might not understand.
I can't, I'm a tiger. Well, yeah, but maybe it will.
I mean, I can literally talk to them in their mind.
You can, it's still in your language. So what languages do you speak?
No, I can communicate to them in, like, telepathically. All they have to do is just understand one language.
Well, you're still talking to them in a language.
Not in a spoken language.
It's like you're giving it an emotion, almost, right?
I don't think it is. I don't think that's how telepathy works, usually. Unless there's an added element to it that allows, like, all languages to do it. Like, angels have, I think, a special ability that allows them to communicate in all languages. I think normal telepathy is you basically just thinking words and those words appearing in someone
else's
mind.
Yeah, but it specifically says no need for either to understand each other's language.
Okay, there we go then. So what do you say?
Surrender? And we won't kill you?
Yes.
Stop killing him.
One guy's missing an arm.
One guy's missing his life. Why are you here?
Lost.
Where did you come from?
Home.
Can I tell what kind of creatures they are? Are they also fiendish?
Roll Arcana.
9.
You don't think they're fiendish.
Okay.
You
but they are some other kind of planar being.
You get a similar sort of presence from the glowing rocks. Like, they're both from the same power source.
Okay.
Or a plane. Flee.
What should we try to do? Should we let him go? Or
ask him about the glowing ore?
I don't know. Okay. What do you know about the red glowing stones?
Look. Seems to be telling you that it can show you with its eye. If you will allow it to.
Okay.
Okay? You need to roll charisma.
Yay! That's something I'm good at. Saving throw or just charisma?
Deception.
Deception for me?
Yep.
Okay.
Deception.
It's also something I'm good at. 9.
Alright, so it seems to make like a link with you. And it gives you a thought, but it also takes a thought from you. And that's what the check was for.
Okay.
So it seems to have taken not like stolen, but like learn something from your mind.
Like an exchange.
Yeah.
Okay.
In its exchange, it kind of shows you its homeworld. You need to make a charisma saving throw.
Okay. 11.
So you take some psychic damage. Take 10 psychic damage. Okay. So this place is a place of unspeakable horror. There's darkness. There's tentacled creatures. There's creatures that look like this. Creatures that look like the thing from upstairs. You also see those shadow beings that you've seen before, through like Resplendent and such.
Mm-hmm.
The best way you can describe it is an abyss of horror.
Yeah, that's terrible.
You know, these things are from hell, pretty much, right?
They're abyssal.
It's not hell.
Yeah,
it's right there though.
It's another plane. It's not as far down as Infernal, right?
The best way that you can... No. There's no, like, up or down. Like, you don't dig down to the earth to get to hell. It's a completely separate plane.
Yeah.
This is another plane besides that. And it's a plane full of madness. Whereas hell... Like, hell has sentient creatures that make deals, and there are armies and civilizations in hell. There's nothing like that
here. Some kind of sense and order.
Yeah, there's, like, maybe control in that realm, but there's no it's complete chaos.
That's why things are assembled out of flying brains and tentacles and bird beaks. Do you guys have anything else to ask? Should we just leave them here?
So the one that's missing an arm, you see like a tentacle starts to grow out, like slowly, like it's regenerating or something.
Let me ask him if he's seen a chain.
Have you seen a chain?
Yes.
Where?
In order to get something that complex, you have to do the mind meld again. Mm. It can say, like...
See.
It says, like, eater. If you want more than that, you have to meld.
Fucking hell, bro.
All right, I'll meld again. Hopefully I roll better than a 4. Like 15. No. Stop.
All right. It succeeded. So it plucked something from you again.
Okay.
But
do I still take damage?
No.
Okay.
No, it's not showing you the hole this time. Okay. It is showing you the way from here. You have to take the right path. It's not too far that way. But you see this terrifying creature that dwells there. It looks...
I describe it to the rest of them.
Like that.
The thing on the left?
Yeah, that.
Okay. Got a snapping turtle with some tentacles.
Yeah, it's big. It's like the size of an elephant.
I can't turn into an elephant.
Well.
But it shows you where the chain is?
Yeah. It's like that thing has a pile of like corpses and refuse, and it's in that pile.
Snake? Slither little snake slithering up into the refuse pile. Stealing the chain.
I mean, we don't have to kill it. We just have to get the chain, right?
Yeah.
Maybe I could, like, rat sneak in there or something.
We also have the hellhounds with us, too.
Yeah, what have they been doing?
Watch. Observing.
Well, we haven't commanded them to do anything.
Yeah, you have to command them.
They never told us that.
That's what I assumed. They follow orders.
Well,
I'd have loved for them to jump down to that rain.
Since we know where they are, or where the chain is, can we command the hellhounds to run in, snatch it, and bring it back to us?
They will attempt it.
While we do
they
some kind of...
They could distract it while my mouse goes...
Well, that's what I was
Can your mouse
saying,
carry
like,
a chain?
It's a mouse. I don't know. How big is this chain? I imagine it's like a necklace chain, right?
No, it's like a whip chain.
Yeah.
Made of rings?
Yeah. A lot of rings.
Gold rings.
Yeah, it looks like a whip or a scourge.
Maybe something like dire weasel size?
I don't have a dire weasel, I don't think. No, I don't have a dire weasel.
What other creatures do you have? Do you have like a monkey or something?
We'll figure it out when we find the place.
Okay.
So there's another tunnel in the other direction to the left, but you know that the chain is to the right.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
I mean, we need to get that chain, finish that oath, and then report back to Vish.
How long has it been?
Yeah.
Do we think? Like
an hour? Like half an hour. You haven't taken a short rest yet. Yep. So
dang.
We need to get that chain. Get out.
He's taking a lot of damage.
We have, and we don't have time to rest. I have to just go with it.
We don't even have any. What's that putty stuff?
Silly putty?
No. That's a lot of damage.
What the fuck are you talking about?
I don't know.
The infomercial guy. I can't remember.
Oh. When he puts a boat back together?
I saw a boat in half.
Flex seal.
Flex seal. Thank you.
Okay.
Right. Okay. Okay, so we need to go for the chain. So
are you letting these things go?
I would say yes. We just give it a command of, like, go home.
Do they have any loyalties to this creature? Like, would they try and
roll
it?
Insight?
Maybe they want to be
You've
friends.
Been inside of its brain, so you have an advantage.
Ask them if they want to be friends.
A 9 and a 13?
They really just want to get back home. Yeah.
Okay.
Which you don't understand at all. That is not a fun place.
Well, that's why I was saying, is like, you want
to
go back there?
They don't seem to have any relationship with the big scary thing,
okay,
as far as you can tell. Although they do seem to be serving something. But whatever that something is, they've lost their way
thing.
From it.
Okay.
And it doesn't seem to be here. It's probably back home.
They can just be friends and they can come with us. Back to school. You just bring everything back to the school.
I don't think that's a
weasel,
good idea.
Weasel, 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 weasel. They're learning.
Tell them bye and we leave.
So also. Yeah. You can tell, like, now they're crazy, but at one point, you think this was a person, but it's been shifted by that plane, or something in that plane, to
or
its
by,
current
like,
form.
The stones and stuff. So they used to live here, and they got fucking wrecked. We were Goldilocks when we came in here, just slaughtered them.
So this place... If you think of it with like what you know now, you think that this is probably like a guard house, and like people were always here to see if anything came out of those tunnels.
Okay.
Because there's something really bad at the end of at least one of those tunnels.
Okay.
So I say we leave them there and let's go.
Yeah.
Head towards the area where we know the chain's going to be.
Okay.
Can I get them to help us?
They just want to run, especially the one that's missing it.
Well, he has tentacle now.
It's slowly growing.
Okay. Well, I'll tell him not to follow us then.
Yeah, it's like a little sprout right now. All right, so you go down the right tunnel. The tunnel has a faint odor of rotted meat.
Ew. As long as not the wrong tunnel.
There are drag marks here. World perception.
Passive of 19?
Maybe.
Say, passive 19 didn't see the thing in the air?
No.
15.
11.
13?
11 plus 5, which is 16. So 19.
Wait, I thought this is based on 10 though, right? So shouldn't that be 20?
Huh?
Well, if this is 10 plus some bonuses.
I think it's... I don't know what it is. Before, my past perception was whatever it was, and then I added 5 to it.
You see it regardless.
I don't know.
You found, like, bits of, like, threads and stuff that have been dragged across the ground. But you find a torn bit of green cloak. Which is the first, like, not whole piece of clothing, but...
Green cloak.
It's the biggest that you've seen. You continue along until the smell becomes pungent. And you see that the tunnel opens into a large room.
Okay.
Do I see a massive anything in this room?
You see a massive, what looks like plant matter, trash, and corpses.
I'm looking at the ceiling to see it. I want to see if it's like, was it Gamora? What is it called?
Gamora? Gamora?
No, the fucking spider.
Mm-hmm.
He knows what I'm talking about.
Gamma.
So you see...
Okay.
Who's that?
You see what looks like a leafy-like flesh... appendage, maybe, that is lying on top. And it seems to have an eye.
On top of the mass?
Is the eye open?
There's a huge mass of bodies here with some kind of whip, somewhere inside it.
I mean, the eye appears to be open.
So Calvin saw where the chain was, right?
At one time.
Yeah.
Yes.
I saw their memory of where it was.
And it was in that mass of bodies?
Apparently, yeah. I saw a flash of a pile of bodies and a great creature.
The pile wasn't quite so big. when you saw it before.
What has been throwing bodies in here? Was it the tentacle thing that we killed?
Maybe.
I mean, does that tentacle go all the way, like, on this big giant thing that's in this room? Can it go, like, all the way up and drag things down? I don't know.
No, it's tossing things, you know? It's not, like, pulling it down.
Crazy. You also notice that there is another exit to this room on the far side.
I mean, it's probably grabbing people, sticking them in its poker thingies, knocking them out, and then tossing them down, right? How big is this room again?
It's big. It's cavernous. It's at least 100 feet in all directions.
Is it well lit, or is it like...
Zero light.
Zero. You're having trouble.
I got my little lamp.
Don't be using a lamp.
That's the thing. If you use a lamp, then anything can see you.
The dogs are glowing.
They're glowing?
Faintly.
Like embers. Maybe we can use the dogs to go in and distract it, and then we can sneak in and find the thing and get out of there.
You said it's like a plant life.
Say nothing.
Well, it's what you saw, right? Well,
I guess, yeah. It looks planty flesh. It doesn't look like plant, but it's like...
Could it be burned?
It's in the shape of a leaf. The thing you see sticking out on top.
Okay, so
thin skin in the shape of a leaf.
So when you saw it before, it's this elephant-sized, grotesque, bulbous creature borne upon three sturdy legs, its eyes and nose set along a vine-like stalk that snakes from the top of its bloated body. Two rubbery tentacles end in spiky leaf-like appendages that it uses to shovel food into its mouth.
Okay. So maybe it's some sort of camouflage rather than actually, like...
Some kind of fucking... It's like that creature from Feed Me Seymour, Little Shop of Horrors. Just fucking eating bodies, getting bigger.
That one stings to you, though. It's beautiful. Okay, so we need to find the chain. We need to not aggro this thing.
That's the real trick.
Mm-hmm.
We can use the dogs as fodder, maybe. If it fights it, then we can get stuff.
Turn into a snake and go into the garbage. They get through many a small area.
Turn into a raccoon. They're trash experts.
No, you wash your food.
Can I fly over and see if I can detect anything magical?
Sure.
So I can tell where it is.
Oh.
It's over there, with all the bodies. What do you mean? What kind of question is that? Or you mean for the
That's not great.
The
but
chain.
I have advantage while wearing the cloak. It's really good. Ah, that's better. 15.
Are you a bat, a man, or a Batman?
A Batman?
Okay. So...
I am flying like 30 feet above the ground, too.
Yeah. All right, so you see that there is something emanating magic in that pile.
Okay.
The whole pile doesn't seem to be magical. It seems like there's enough emanating for one item.
Okay. Can I tell whereabouts?
Yeah, it seems to be towards the top.
Okay.
Something
fairly recent then.
Yeah, against a wall.
So kind of where the creature is laying then.
The creature seems to be inside the pile, you would assume. Because
it's
very big.
Right. And we only see one appendage.
Yeah. That's probably inside the pile.
That makes sense.
So you can see where the chain is.
And the corpses...
Approximately.
It's mostly animal corpses.
Okay.
There's mostly, like, deer and things like that. You do see the occasional, like, boot sticking out.
Yeah.
And you said it's at the top of this mountain?
It seems to be, like, surface
It's, like, on the
level
surface
almost.
Of it.
It's on the surface.
Like, how tall is the pile?
About elephant size.
Like, Calvin, can you just... Fly over it and use your chain whip thing that extends 10 feet now. Grab it and fly back.
We're not gone.
Let's do that.
I have to hold both sides of my cloak.
Pick it up with your teeth.
Could I do some kind of reverse, like, Doc Brown, like, lightning hook thing? Like, on my belt and, like...
Oh. You'd be better off if you could somehow make it sticky. I feel like, than a hook.
Because then it would just grab everything.
Yeah.
Okay.
Magnetic. I mean, magnetic would be best if you could somehow make it magnetic.
Fucking just fly, grab it, fly away. How fast do you fly? 40 feet?
40 feet.
Yeah, how big is it?
Let's get
the fuck
out of
thing here.
Is
I mean, it's like a flail like a, size, yeah. Right?
It's like a chain whip for a big dude.
So like.
This one's pretty big.
It's like a chain.
It's pretty big.
So like episode 4.
Carry a chain?
Of The Witcher chain?
It's kind of like Belmont's chain whip.
Okay. Haven't seen that, but.
Smash Brothers.
So the whip itself is pretty thin. Like it's made out of wedding bands. It's not like big chains
sure.
or whatever. So it's long. It probably weighs less than 20 pounds.
Okay. I'm just worried about it. Like I land on top of it, grab the chain, go to fly off, and it just like grabs me.
It can't be that easy.
As long as you throw the chain to these guys. You know.
What us?
Yeah, and then turn.
Fine.
Can't you turn into mist?
I can't. He can.
No, I thought you had it too.
No.
Didn't you do it one time? Or is that Shane? Someone else but Aaron.
Turn a damn mist.
Stygop could if he had his collar.
Fucking fly up there, grab it, throw it at us, then turn to a bat.
Here's what I want to do. I want to fly on top of the pile, cast mirror image, grab the chain, and then fly off.
All right.
What does mirror image do?
It creates 3 illusory duplicates of myself
here
in my space.
Okay. All right, let's do it. Are we going to do that?
Actually, I want to cast it before.
Okay.
In case it fails. I'm just stuck there.
All right. So you Shadow Clone Jutsu and fly over.
No, Shadow Clone
Jutsu. Roll Perception.
18.
All right. You see the chain.
Okay.
You fly down. You grab it. A tentacle comes out, tries to get you.
Okay.
Natural 20.
Can you choose to make it hit one of your...
Yeah, so he needs to roll a d20, and if he gets a 6 or higher, because he has 3 clones, he can direct it to one of the clones.
12.
12.
Okay. So it does.
Okay.
It has another tentacle, which only rolls 17 to hit.
Okay.
But you're warlock.
Which will hit.
So now you have 2 clones left. So it hits, but now roll, and it's an 8 or more?
Yep. Yeah.
Okay.
Is this an octopus or what?
Can I add anything to it?
I don't think so, right? It doesn't add anything. I think it's just a...
higher. The duplicate's AC equals 10 plus your DC, your dexterity modifier.
You can't spend luck points for other people, right?
No.
It's just for you.
Yep.
All right. So one tentacle gets a shadow clone. One tentacle gets the real Volcom.
Well, I had known that it had multiple attacks.
Yeah. Right. You were very close.
So you're just being grabbed right now?
Yeah.
You turn
probably
to a,
eat.
You turn to a bat?
Throw the chain.
So you take 7 points of bludgeoning damage and 1 point of piercing damage. If you were medium or smaller, you were grappled and restrained until the grapple ends.
Okay.
It pulls you in and makes a bite.
Can you throw the chain at us? Like across? Away from the pile?
Roll a ranged attack.
Natural 20.
Absolutely. Somebody catches it.
When did... It's such a great throw, it goes over my neck.
Ah! Yeah, it's huge. It's like 10 feet long.
And everyone leaps. Got into his feet.
Guys, remember what happened in like my trial. I will come back.
That's going to hit. So you'll take a little bit of damage. A little bit of the bubbly. 17? Piercing damage.
Okay.
Roll a con save.
I am at 0 hit points.
6.
All right. Failed, have become poisoned. I guess the disease has become poisoned until the disease is cured. Every 24 hours that elapse, the target must repeat the saving throw, reducing its maximum hit point value by a d10 on a failure. The disease is cured on a success. If the target dies, the target dies if the disease reduces its maximum hit points to 0. This reduction is to the target's hit point maximum lasts until the disease is cured. So it doesn't do anything right now. It'll do something in a day. All right. Are we rolling initiative? Or are you all abandoning Calvin to die?
We're not abandoning to die.
All right. Then we roll initiative.
19.
4.
19.
Whose dex is higher?
18 dexterity.
Volcom?
Is that higher than
yours?
Do I? I mean, there's healing in the group.
I mean, will there be?
Eat a good berry.
I'm unconscious.
No, Thane will come in.
11.
That's Volcom's whole thing. Well, I gotta keep away from everything. Flew in danger.
There were no other ideas. If you had some ideas, I would have loved to have heard them.
It's a good plan. It almost worked.
I was gonna sneak up as an octopus.
You would have got away scot-free.
How'd that work?
I don't know, just stealth up.
He was gonna attack you.
I have tentacles too.
Allure. Don't forget about your hellhounds.
I'm a tiger. What am I gonna do? I don't
know. Lead him into the charge.
Hellhounds, set fire to it.
Yeah, when are our hellhounds initiative?
After twerk.
Like, I want to command it. Save Vulcan.
We're in this room. Big pile of bodies. There's this thing inside. There's tentacles holding Vulcan.
Yep. There's a tentacle holding Vulcan. It has a tentacle free.
Jesus.
Technically, we just need me to get him. We just need to leave.
Yeah, but we gotta release it from the thing.
Yeah.
Unless you go up there and cut, slash the tentacle, I guess.
I mean, you have your thunder wave too, don't you?
I'm a tiger right now.
Well, just don't be a tiger.
Yeah, but I have more hit points than a tiger.
Yeah. I mean, but if you thunder wave, won't it drop him?
Yeah, it might.
Push him, right?
But then we also gotta get away from it. If I'm up there by myself.
He's on a thing. If he drops him, he's gonna roll down.
The only thing I can do is I can get there and I can thunder wave. And that's it. Now we're both just stuck there.
What size creatures can you thunder wave?
Yeah, it says nothing about sizes there or anything.
Unsecured objects. That's gonna be all of that garbage and bodies. Fly over the place.
But if I do that and I run over there and I do that, then him and I are just gonna stand there. What I can do is I can
run. It's gonna be away from here, isn't it? If it gets pushed back?
I mean, 10 feet. How long are his tentacles?
You've seen them go to at least 10 feet.
Okay.
So, I mean, the thing I can do is I can go up there, I can slash this stuff, stay in my tiger form, and if I have to, I'll thunder wave on my next turn and then run away after.
Okay.
Do it that
way. All right, let's do that.
Otherwise, we'll just both be stuck there. I'll run up and I'll do like
assuming
at least 20 feet, right? So yeah. I'll probably pounce at it.
Okay.
Target must succeed a DC 13 strength saving throw or be knocked prone. I don't know if that's going
to
help.
So first you need to roll the claw, it sounds like.
You know what I want to try it, though? I want to take the chain off my neck and send this fucking thing to hell. I just don't know if I can do it.
You could try.
He's got me.
Season 2 is rescuing Vulcan from hell.
17.
That hits.
9 slashing damage.
Never
knew. Target must succeed a DC 13 strength saving throw or be knocked prone. I mean, I'm attacking the tentacle.
9.
I don't know if that just... So it fails?
Yeah.
Okay. If the target's not prone, the tiger can make one bite attack against it as a bonus action.
All right, so I'll say you can either knock it prone or you can release the grip on Vulcan.
Okay.
But not both.
Can I still get the bite?
Yeah.
Then I guess I'll release the grip on Vulcan.
Yay!
Is that what I want to do?
All right, Vulcan. You're going to take some falling damage unless you forego your bite and try to catch him.
You didn't land on bodies.
Yeah. Maybe pointy stuff.
Like broken bones.
How much damage have you taken?
Compound fractures.
He's at 0.
How much over damage have you taken?
He's at 0.
I'm at 0.
So what's that going to hurt him? Right?
Is he going to go negative?
I mean, yeah, I will go negative.
Because negative
half. Then we have to heal that to get him back to 0?
No, he's got to heal 1 hit point.
Yeah, if he goes to negative half, he's dead.
All right, I guess I'll catch him as a tiger. How far
up am I? I mean, you're not super far, but it's going to like fling you away.
I'll
kinda
pounce it and jump up and catch this Vulcan
in your mouth
and start to run
with your sharp teeth
on his back.
No, you mainly like use your body as like a shield and pillow, and he kind of lands on you and you land on the ground. Neither of you take any damage.
Okay. I'll do that and then try to like
run away.
Maybe I can run. I'm gonna run, pounce, do this, catch him, and then try to start to escape. I guess
torque.
Hellhounds.
Yes.
Expendables.
So I want to tell the hellhounds to cover their retreat.
You're saying cover the retreat?
Yes, cover their
Tell them to
retreat.
Attack the thing.
Yes. Attack!
Attack. Okay.
Attack the monster.
Attack the monster.
The big old ugly thing. Not All the right. tiger, not the dead guy.
I'm not dead.
That guy.
All right, so they both run up, and just a stream of fire comes out of their mouths. The thing has to save... Saves one and fails the other.
Yay.
So it takes 21 from the fail and 10 from the success, so 31. Fire damage.
Dang. 21 from the fail?
That's awesome.
Should have used these guys before. Except we wouldn't have had any information.
And I think that's the entirety of their turns. Yep. So it's your turn. You want to crack the whip?
Are they safe enough away?
From what?
You might open up a portal to hell, Eric.
I wouldn't crack the whip towards them.
No, of course not.
Yeah, you could walk past them.
Yes.
Crack the whip.
You have no training.
Or just throw a javelin, I don't know.
You don't know what it does.
Or just throw a javelin.
Part of our oath had no set at all about using the whip. Just retrieve the whip, right? It didn't say, don't use the whip. You I'm just saying, I'm not breaking any oath if I do
no,
use it.
No, you just need to return the whip to him. The oath breaker.
What do you guys think?
I'm just running with a tiger with this guy on my back trying to get back.
You can still have a thought.
But you can't hear it.
What do you think, Calvin? You guys should do it?
No.
No?
I think it's a bad idea.
All right, can I just use my turn to help them? Like, they're running, I'm assuming, because I'm still towards, like, the entrance. I'm readying
fire.
Attack to give them cover.
You can do that, or you can start dragging Calvin's lifeless body away.
Or
okay,
give me a good barrier or something.
Yeah, I didn't
so
know
I
if
fly.
They were that close or not, because I hadn't moved. But yes, I will start doing that. I'll pick him up, and he's just so light and frail, I easily put him on my shoulders, and fireman carry
will
him.
Will he have easier time carrying him than I will as a tiger? Like
you have to
back?
Have all four.
He's a tiger.
Yes, because there's no way for... Well,
if Shane can't ride you,
matter.
He can't stay on you.
What?
Well,
that's
he
the thing.
A tiger
is like a battle.
What's your strength as a tiger? 17?
17.
What's your strength?
18.
So it's about the same.
So like you could like...
A strong dwarf.
Ready in case tentacles come at us. You could try to defend.
Yeah, that's what I wanted to do
okay.
in the first place.
All right.
Other
that's
than
fine.
Send him to hell.
Don't get me wrong. I would love to find out what happened.
I wanted to find out what happens. I think it's better.
But I think...
We'll do that.
I think it's more... It's risky, yes. But I would love to have seen how it happens.
I thought you were going
to
do it.
You should have said, then yeah, do it.
I'm a tiger.
I
can't talk.
You could do one thing, get more desperate.
Yeah, okay. I ready my attack to help them retreat.
I don't like the sound of that. Why would things get more desperate? We're running
away.
We're
retreating.
I've made my decision.
We're fine.
Right. That's my turn.
So this creature tries to tentacle the hellhounds.
You might kill them.
Gets one.
Oh.
Gets the other one.
Damn it.
You're always successful in you, aren't you? Rick.
Not always.
It hits really hard.
What do you
it's
know?
It's not fair.
I right. took more damage than you.
I went from 43 to 10. 10. In one round.
Alright, so it grabs, and then it claps the two hellhounds together.
36 to 7.
Okay.
Did they...
The hellhounds have to take a con save for the clapping. Fail.
I can make your
That's
dogs
fail.
Clap.
All right, so the dogs seem to be alive, mm-hmm. but they're stunned.
Okay.
Which means they can do nothing on their next turn.
Aren't they, like, burning them and shit?
They're also grabbed as well. Vulcan. Make a death saving throw.
They're hot to the touch, right? Does that thing get any damage because it's touched them?
It's not like you can't touch it. They're just unnaturally warm.
Okay, because I got, like, scorched when I touched
it. Because it blew out smoke from its nostrils. So make a death saving throw.
Do you add anything to it?
You want 10 or higher.
Proficiency bonus? Nope. Anything? Nothing?
No, just roll.
It's a coin flip.
Don't suck.
11.
Alright. No better, no worse.
Would really like that roll.
Thane.
Before.
Can I use Cure Wounds on him?
Yes.
Okay, so I'm going to use it as slot eight. 2, which means I get to roll 2d8s.
Okay.
Yay.
Right. Roll it.
1, 2.
Could have just given me good berries.
So you're at 3 hit points.
You can't eat them if you're unconscious.
I mean, I did it to him when he was unconscious. I shoved it in his mouth and closed the jaw a bunch.
Alright,
3 hit points.
We're running.
Allure.
It's fucking bullshit, man. I'm leaving.
Leaving?
I don't want to be here.
Okay.
Cover the retreat.
Has an attack of opportunity. He just tries to hit you with one of the hounds.
Oh, am I that close to it?
Yeah.
Okay. Well,
I mean,
you can disengage and then run. You just won't run quite as far. All
right. Well,
he's also ready to cover
my attack, right? So
yes.
If it attempts to attack me, you will attack it, I imagine, mm-hmm. too.
Yeah, if he hits, it won't hit you.
All right. I mean, yeah, I just want to... Is there a shift run I can do?
You can. You can disengage, and then you can run. As long as you have your full movement, which I don't think you were poisoned or anything.
No, nothing like that. So yeah, sure.
Yeah.
I'll do that then if that helps. I don't know.
Okay.
Is that better? That way that he doesn't attack?
That's fine.
Torque, it's back to you.
Okay, I'm leaving. We're all leaving.
All right.
Disengage.
The Hellhounds are stunned, so they can't do anything. It is not going to chase you. It doesn't really like to chase.
It's big old gluttonous eating thing.
The only thing is there was another exit out of that room. But I assume you're all going out the way you came in, right?
We weren't supposed to fight to begin with.
We were told not to engage.
Okay.
And after we engage,
like a ton of treasure
I don't want to engage
there,
right? anymore.
All right. You run. I assume you run until you get back to, like, the house area.
We have fought 3 things. We shouldn't have fought at all.
Well, the one thing attacked us first. We attacked those 3 guys. hiding in a room.
Yeah. Now, the question is, do we take the whip immediately back to the guy?
Yeah.
Or do we report to Vish first?
We only have a certain amount of time to get back to the
guy.
It takes a week back to the...
Yeah,
so,
never mind.
We go back to... We're outside where the house is.
We're not outside. We're at the house.
Out to the house.
Out
in the
case.
Yes. So do you want to continue just and leave at this point?
There's also that other tunnel.
There's another tunnel. There's another exit behind the big bad thing.
I feel like we have an idea of what's happening, and we have the chain that we're supposed to do the oath, right? So I think we've done what we're supposed to do.
Yeah.
Maybe.
This might be enough information for Vish,
anymore.
And
yeah.
Then if he wants us to return prepared to fight whatever we need to fight,
yes.
Then we can do that, right? Rather than risking our lives in a thing he told us not to do.
Exactly.
Don't
so
fight.
We
fight
leave.
Three things.
Yeah, we can come back.
All right, you leave.
We're overachievers.
Who hands him the chain?
I do.
Okay.
That's fine.
Did we heal? Did you heal? Did you lay on hand yourself or anything before we left? Because you were awake.
I mean, I can.
Do you want to sit at 3 hit points?
I mean, you can take a short rest and spend your hit dice.
How long is a short rest?
30 minutes.
Okay. Yeah, I'll do that then. I thought it was like an hour.
Are we all going to do that?
I mean, it might be an hour, but you still have time.
And I assume you want to do it as well?
Yeah, I'm going to untiger and I can heal. I believe short rest.
You can spend as many as you want.
Yeah.
As many hit dice as you want.
Up the ball.
Okay. I'm just back to max.
That's a D12.
Oh. Damn.
I don't want like this.
So I'm assuming like after we got out of the first main hole, we took that short rest, and now we're heading back towards the gap.
Yep. All right, you head back. You encounter nothing else. You're able to climb back up the well and back up to the surface.
Mm-hmm. Good.
He looks surprised when he sees you and extends his hand.
I take it off of my neck. And before I give it to him, I just, to satisfy my own curiosity, if I had whipped a giant chaos beast with this, what would have happened?
The tricky part's not opening the portal, it's closing it.
Mm. So probably a good idea I didn't.
Depends.
Yeah.
Before, how much chaos you like.
Before Torque hands over the chain, where's the baby at?
He has it in his hand.
I reach for the baby.
He hands it to you.
I give him the chain.
He takes it. Let's get to work.
Unfulfilled.
I will hand this baby over to Torque.
Sure. Tap the baby.
And then I'm
gonna
learn of this ritual.
Did you have a good time with the helmet?
He hands you the scroll.
Why the helmet say goo goo goo?
You can't understand what it's written in. But you
I
do
can.
Have it.
But we would like to witness him helping the village.
Yeah, so you all go back to the village. He says, surprised you needed my help, Soulbinder. He looks at you. So, you go to the village. It's much
as the baby. What's that?
It's much like you left it.
Uh-huh.
He walks into the middle of the circle. He reaches out a hand like this, and he begins to raise it. Flames begin shooting from his eyes. A pillar, an ebony finger from the depths of the earth, begins rising. Once it rises and the earth is sort of quaking, he goes over and uses his claw-like finger to begin to engrave on the face of it. As he scratches the surface of the black stone, blood flows, slowly filling the shape with a scarlet glow. You start to hear screams. You notice the people in the circle begin screaming in pain and anger, and they rush forward in a murderous frenzy. Hold them off! If you wish it done gently.
Glad okay. I healed.
Yeah.
All right. Let's try not to do killing damage.
Killing damage, but let's stun them. I mean, they're already pretty weak.
Yeah,
right?
So...
I mean, they're dying of thirst and all that
not
stuff.
All of them are rushing in. Some of them are collapsed, just holding their heads, screaming.
Huh.
There are about 8 of them
okay.
that are rushing towards the pillar.
I communicate with my cloak.
Do any of them have weapons?
Or no.
Is it all? Okay.
It's just
no
the
weapons.
People that were all chanting and stuff, right?
Sorry.
I don't know, can I fully control my cloak?
Mm-hmm.
All right, I communicate with my cloak. It flies over to Torque. I say, Torque, place the baby on the cloak.
I do so, and I have no questions.
And it, like, wraps around it, and
yep.
it lifts up into the air.
Okay.
Cool.
All right. Roll initiative.
At least that way it should be out of the way.
13.
Yeah.
Not hurt.
Yeah.
Ooh. 4.
23.
10.
The Hellhounds did not appear.
And he didn't ask about them.
No, he did not.
So I'm assuming it's okay.
So they're rushing at us?
Not a good story for your hounds.
All right. No. I'm going to, in front of us, I'm going to cast Entangle.
Okay.
So from the ground, from where they're coming underneath, in a 20-foot square area,
okay.
Plants and vines sprout from the ground. Any creature in the area, when cast a spell, must succeed a strength saving throw or be restrained by the entangling plants until the spell ends. And a creature restrained by the plants can use its action to make a strength check against your spell. Save DC.
Alright, they have disadvantage on any strength checks at the moment. 11.
That will fail.
Okay.
Because it's against my thing.
So they're immobilized?
So yeah, so they are restrained.
Restrained. Okay.
So it can use an action to make a strength check to break free.
So 20 feet?
It's in a 20 square foot area. Yeah. So I don't know how many is charging at us?
8.
So I want to cast it like at least in the middle to encompass as many as they can. Okay. And then they have to kind of come through that.
All right. So, like, you're casting it on the pillar, basically, which is where they all seem to be heading to.
Are they around us everywhere?
Yeah. It's the circle that he stepped into the middle of.
Think of, like, the Who's down at Whoville. I'm doing... except they're going, like...
Well, it works...
mosh pit.
It works on a creature. So, if I can cast it in a way, then on the pillar, where it's... not where we are, but off to the side a bit, maybe, okay. To encompass as many of them from the circle as I can.
Right. I'll say I can get 4 of them.
Okay. How many surround us?
Well, there's like 2 dozen surrounding you, but only 8 of them rushed in.
Okay.
The other ones are like holding their heads.
So there's 4 of them kind of restrained right now.
Torque.
I will just be, I assume just using my shield.
Okay.
I don't want to cause any damage, but... I mean, I'm just going to keep anybody that gets close, they're going to get pushed back.
All right.
Possibly into the vines.
Roll to hit.
You can also attack with your hammer without being lethal. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So some dual damage.
Or with a shield.
Shield bash.
It'll be effectively the same.
Does it? What's the shield? So it'll be the same as my hammer, like in terms of like adding?
Just, or? Yeah, just make it the same as your
hammer. 20.
Okay. That hits?
Yep.
You have 2 attacks?
Yeah, I have 2 attacks.
So do it again.
It's 17 plus 8. All
right, yeah, so you knock 2 of them prone, one of which goes into the vines.
Okay.
Vulcan.
The more we push into those vines, yeah. The better.
Yeah, I guess.
So it's 2 more. Yeah, deal with.
There's 3 not in the vines, right?
Right.
Yeah, but one's prone.
One's prone. Sure.
Okay.
Which I was
prone. Can I use my flail and try to trip them? So the vines grab them? Or do I have to push them back?
Well, there's some probably coming from this way. While the vines... have some over this way, something along those lines.
You can try to use the flail to trip them.
Okay. Is a 24?
Okay.
To hit?
The other 2 trip and are prone.
Okay.
So the villagers, the prone ones stand up and move. Within another move, they'll be able to get to the pillar. Fane.
I'm going to get a defensive stance. And if I have to use my, like, I don't have a shield, so I'll use, like, a non-lethal attack with my sword.
Okay.
Like, either hit him with the handle or the flat end of it.
Sure.
You can do 2 attacks.
Yeah. What's
that? You need to get
better set of dice.
Better dice or something, because you can never read it.
14.
Hits.
Okay. Okay. And, 20.
All right. So, you were able to go up to 1, hit them with your hilt. And then the other, you do like a hook kick to the back of the head.
Okay.
They both fall. They seem to be unconscious.
Okay.
Allure. There's 1 left that can still do something.
I'm up and pull them into your thing.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking. What's the positioning? Can I position myself to use my thorn whip to pull them into my entangled?
Yep.
All right, well then let's do that.
There's a bunch of bullies. Trying to save these people.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
It's an 18 on the roll.
All right, that's good enough. So you bring him in. Vortigern completes the ritual. As he completes the shape, the glow dims to near imperceptibility. The shape is familiar. The mark, the hero's mark, flashes in your mind. Though not its twin, the emblem surely shares its alphabet.
Hmm. He also knows Vish.
He looks around. You guys look around. So, the screaming intensifies for a moment as the people are, like, clawing at their scalps. And you see something crawl out of their ear.
Yuck.
It's some sort of worm slug-like thing. And it seems to be crawling away.
I think
towards the direction of the keep.
I think I still have a vial from whenever we collected stuff. Can I, like, catch a worm in a vial and cork it?
You can catch one. There are dozens of them. It seemed like everyone in the village had one, and they're coming out.
Torque's stepping on any that get close to them at all.
Yeah, it's... Ugh.
There's much squishing to be had. Mm-hmm. Several of them do retreat. Eventually... some of the villagers, the experience was just too much for them, and they have passed. However, the ones that haven't awaken and seem right of mind again.
Mm-hmm. I wave my hand and reduce the vines and everything, too, to lower the entanglement. I look to the... What's his name? The big guy?
Vortigern.
Vortigern. With the... What are these?
Mine lice. One of the lovely creatures from the abyss. The oath is fulfilled. I will take my leave. He cracks the whip. A scar appears in the air that is flaming. He sort of walks up to it, steps through.
As he's stepping through, can I, like, maybe try to yell at him, like, before you go, do you know our Professor Vish?
Yes. Yes, I do.
How?
We have mutual enemies.
Would you call yourself allies?
I have none.
Does the scar close?
He zips it closed like a tent.
He steps through, and the scar vanishes.
Gotcha.
He's closed.
He's Dr. Strange.
He didn't answer the question.
He did not. But now we can talk to Vish about it.
No, Rick didn't answer the question.
No.
I said, did it close? He said, it vanishes. That's different. The difference between things disappearing and things closing.
So it doesn't have a reverse animation. It just sort of fades away.
I throw a rock where it was.
The rock hits the other side.
The other side of... Like, it just goes?
Yeah.
Hits the ground.
The other side of hell? All right. I would say just the immediate... Anybody that needs care, we probably help care for them. And heal wounds. Give good berries if we can.
Okay.
People that are...
Foot's down.
And I would probably... I have the baby. I would probably...
No, I just got the baby out of my cloak that was in the air.
Okay, I'm sorry. I wasn't going that way. But I'd like to start asking around for anybody that's related to the baby.
What you're able to gather is the guy with the axe was the baby's father. He seemed to agree to Vortigern to make this deal. And he's the one that ended up killing the mother. So he's still alive. Mm-hmm. Otherwise, she did have a sister.
Was he? Did he have the mind lice in him, though?
He did.
Take back to school.
Well, he's got family here.
They all wanted to kill him.
They had mind lice in them.
Maybe we should let...
They were infected by Chaos World, Aaron.
And honestly, it's... I think now it should be back in their hands in terms of how they judge and where the baby should go and everything.
When we go up to the father... What is his state of mind?
He seems shaken by the ideal, ordeal. He seems sane.
Yeah.
He seems grievous over the fate of his wife. Joyous that his child was able to be saved.
Mm-hmm.
Questioning whether he made the right decision, but it does seem like he made the decision.
Yeah.
It wasn't like...
The mind lice that...
Yeah, he wasn't like controlled to do it.
I mean, it sounded like he was... Yeah, I get you. I mean, it's a hard decision, and we just had this lesson, right, at school about saving people, who's the murderer, mm-hmm. right? I
imagine... He's definitely under duress, right?
Like, yeah.
You know, I think digging at him...
Yeah, you don't know the effects that the mind lice have exactly, other than at a certain point, people just start saying things until they die.
Yeah. I would probably say to leave the child with the sister and to tell the father that he needs to have some kind of penance for what he's done and earn his child back. We can't be lording over this village or anything.
Yeah, I think they have their own...
That would be our recommendation as the people that saved it.
He just sort of sits in silence and nods his head. He has sort of like a 1,000-yard stare.
Yeah. You have your scroll?
Yeah, I am I'm prepared to leave.
How you doing, Cal? Volcom?
Very well. Much better.
Good. All right, we need to report back to Professor Vish.
Do you want to hunt the Chimera while you're here? You're here. It's in this area. You can talk to the villagers and see if they've seen it.
We can talk to them, get an idea of where we need to go. This mission did seem like it had some matter of urgency with Vish, so we should probably report back.
It's yeah, I mean, I'd still at least gather information.
Yeah,
when we're in the village, people are vulnerable, giving information out. They don't know.
Ask if they've seen it.
Okay, yeah. You go up to the sister.
Yeah.
She seems very relieved. They're all willing to help you as much as they can. They all see you as heroes.
Yes, money.
Toss
a coin to the Witcher.
You hear people talking about, like, you know, how many graves we're going to need to dig and things like that, but there is a sense of distant hope. She says that before all this, a few people had disappeared from the village. They had suspected that it was the winged creature. She refers you to a drunkard who claims to have seen this thing come out of the air, pick up a horse, and take off with it.
Hmm. Well, it's fairly large. Hmm. It's a large creature.
So do you want to talk to that guy? Or do you have any questions for her?
What do you remember of the madness starting?
There were some people that disappeared beforehand.
That you're not sure was the Chimera or the madness?
The Chimera?
The disappearance of the creatures?
What's a Chimera?
The horse being carried away by a thing?
She doesn't know what that is.
By a creature, right?
Oh, okay.
Presumably the creature that carries your horses away.
He called it a dragon.
Well, probably not that.
Oh, that's good that it's not a dragon. As if we haven't suffered enough.
Something much worse.
But no.
Shut up.
Oh, come on, quiet.
Never a bad man.
The people seemed to disappear, like they were out walking at night, and they never returned home. We have watchmen. No one saw them leave the village, but it's possible. But where would they go? Why wouldn't they return?
Just curious how these things made it into everybody.
Was there anyone that went missing that had...
returned?
A green cloak?
No. You look at the cloak. The cloak seems to be quite fine.
Okay.
And no one here has anything like that.
Maybe we should have checked out of the tunnel. Found some fineries in there.
Or could have been the person that was, like, dragging the bodies or something. I don't think that they have much that they know of what happened with his madness, so...
Yeah, she says, like, curse of the gods is about as much as she can make of it.
Okay. All right. Well, take care of that child.
Care for the child, and you and your people should move away from here. It's a bad area. It's only going to get worse until we can help fix it.
Yes, we agree. There's a village some days away that we would like to try and travel to.
Should also... Okay. Post warnings in this area.
What are the names of those that saved this child? It has not been named yet.
My name is Elor.
I'm Torque, Knight of Barbaros.
Thane. I'm Vulcan, also Knight of Barbaros. And we are from Torchbearer Academy.
Okay.
Elor is the most palatable name, by the way, for a baby, right?
Probably.
Maybe mix them together.
Yeah, it'll probably just take all of your names.
El Torque Thanor.
So do you want to talk to the drunkard?
Valorain.
Yeah, you need to talk to the drunkard, the guy that You don't want to talk to them.
You can.
This is your thing.
No, the chimera. I'm not. No, that's a hunting thing. I'm not as interested in that right now. So
okay.
I don't think we. I think this is a pressing issue, and I also have this other ritual thing and whatnot. So
okay.
I know that it was in this area. You saw a thing picking up a horse. We can come back and hunt later.
All right. You start your journey back to school.
Thank you guys so much for watching. If you guys enjoyed this, make sure you subscribe so you don't miss out on future episodes of D&D coming out every week. And if you want to see the next episode already, make sure to check out patreon.com/blindwave. You can see next week's episode right now.